Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Eskew and he is out, Houser applying the tag. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Siebert, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Kindle goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Hansen moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive towards first. McCraw catches it and steps on first to double up Brown. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. McCraw moves to third. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hansen moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Hansen scores. Nicholson moves to third. Martin moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw is walked intentionally. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brown bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Nicholson scores. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Don McMahon now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kindle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiss bunts towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Don McMahon. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Houser moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger strikes out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Alvis scores. Askew moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball towards center. Hershberger catches it and throws to third to double up Askew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Weiss moves to third. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiss scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Al Smith pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser scores. Wagner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-to-4, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-to-5, White Sox. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy now pitching. John Romano pinch hits for Tito Francona. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.